Hi everyone, it's Arjun here. So today we're speaking to the career strategy coach and influencer taking social media by storm. She's previously worked with household brands as a head of marketing and was a Fortune 500 senior director before pivoting towards her passion for coaching and helping people fast track their career success. Alongside reaching hundreds of thousands of people on social media, she's also the co-author of Stuff I Wish I Knew Earlier, Living Your Career Potential. This is 6 Minutes with Tiffany Yuman. Welcome to The Right Work, Tiffany. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much, Arjun. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So let's kick off. Tiffany, I'm conscious that one of the ways to accelerate your career is really taking stock of whether you're actually in the right job in the first place. So what are some of the signs you see where it's obvious people could be maximizing their success somewhere else?
Yeah. Okay. There's four that come top of mind. The first I will say is not learning or feeling challenged enough in their work. It almost feels like this level of stagnation has hit. There's ways that that could be fixed within the workplace, but it could also often lead to possibly needing to move somewhere else. Another key sign I would say is feeling underutilized in their abilities and responsibilities. Like that feeling that they know they are capable of so much more, and yet they're just not tapping into that enough within this current work. Another key sign in, this is something I see quite commonly happening, is a disconnect between the work that they're doing and what really motivates them most. So they're just kind of doing what's being asked. They're putting in the motions, but it's not leading to that sense of fulfillment and purpose that is really what's driving their motivation levels. And the last piece I would say is not aligning with their core values. And what's really important with this part, Arjun, is that that can evolve very much at every stage of their career. So what might have been a core value for them coming into their work is now different maybe a year later.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. I think that's a really useful checklist that people can start to use straight away. And leading on from that, what do you think are some of your top tips or top pieces of advice on how people can then start to pivot their career towards something that is better for them?
I would say step one is focus inwards. It's so easy to get caught up in what's around us, right? Whether it's social media or looking at other people thinking, oh, I should do this, I ought to do this. But the most important thing is focus inwards. What are the things that actually motivate you most in your career? This is your career. I say this a lot, Arjun, but your career is yours to take control of, and you need to feel happy waking up every day. Building on that as a second piece would be, what do you enjoy? What makes you happy? What do you want more of in your career? What do you feel that maybe you're lacking that's going to help bring that level of energy, excitement, fulfillment? Also on the flip side, what don't you want? What do you want less of? What do you want to move away from? Another key thing to keep in mind is honing in on your transversal skills that can apply across industries. Probably one of the common questions I get when it comes to making a change or a pivot in a career is, I want to move in this next step in this different direction, but my experience is all in fill in the blank field. And I say, okay, well, that's great. That's an amazing foundation. And your job is now to build on those transversal skills that can apply in different fields, functions, domains, and help yourself build that narrative so you feel that level of confidence to make that leap, make that step forward. Maybe one of the last pieces that's often overlooked, but probably one of the most important, is how do they actually want to feel in their work, right? Like, what do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning, when you end off your day, when you lead into the weekend? And using that emotive piece to help fuel the direction and path that you want to pivot into.
Hi, Tiffany. It's Andy here. From looking at your content, I really like the way that you identify the blind spots that can stand in the way of career progression and people finding the right work. I'm wondering, can you share just one or two of these and offer some advice on how to tackle them?
Absolutely. Okay, the first one I would say is focusing too much on doing good work without actually building a strong personal brand that drives impact and influence in the organization. And your personal brand, which ties very much with the relationships that you're forging, how you really speak about yourself, your strengths, what differentiates you as an employee, as a talent in the organization, how you're building up your leadership. And something I like to say as a former marketer, think of brands that you use, any brand that you love. Chances are there's words instinctively that come to your mind when you think about that brand. Maybe Amazon, it's convenience. Your personal brand is very similar in that sense, where you want to be known for something. You want to be able to have these words come to mind when people think of you or speak of you in the workplace. The second thing I would say that is a big blind spot when it comes to career progression is doubting yourself and your value. Maybe it's discounting your wins, not knowing how to self-advocate, expecting others to do that for you. And it falls into that trap of just doubt and asking, you know, if you're ready for something, if you have what it takes, comparing yourself to other people, which is a very dangerous slope in limiting your career progression.
Wow, that's some fantastic advice. Thank you, Tiffany. And this has been such a great chat. But as we wrap up, could you share what you think is the biggest opportunity that people are not taking advantage of today that could help them fast track their career success?
I would say, hands down, networking and relationship building. I wish someone had told me that when I started my career, the importance of that. And I will go so far as to say that that far outweighs being a really strong performer or exceeding expectations in your role. The power of relationships is everything. The quality of your relationships is even more important. So please, everybody, build up that network, build up those relationship building competencies. It's literally a life skill and a currency that no one can take away from you, especially in a time of, you know, economic downturn or recession. No one can take away your relationships. No one can take that away from you. And that is something that is going to serve you well, no matter what is happening around you.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thanks for having me.